W.O. Bankston, Lincoln Mercury is closing out all 73 demonstrators at one price, $41.86. These are luxurious Mercury Marquee Brahms with automatic transmission, air conditioning, power steering, brakes, seats, and windows, tilt steering, AM/FM stereo, vinyl roofs, speed control and radial tires, and all are being sold for only $41.86. But hurry, there are only 29 to choose from, and they won't last long. W.O. Bankston, Lincoln Mercury, LBJ near Inwood, open nights till 9.
You're listening to KRLD in Dallas, and the time is 6:30.
Good evening. It's time once again to return to those exciting premiere days of radio as KRLD presents the thrilling adventures of the Lone Ranger.
The Lone Ranger!
With the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty high-o silver, the Lone Ranger.
Before this exciting adventure, a word from our sponsor.
We make shopping fun again at Montgomery Ward.
The NS Model 600 electronic calculator from Montgomery Ward is one of the handiest items you'll ever buy. In fact, you might call it a pocket-sized mathematical genius. It adds and subtracts, multiplies, divides, and even does chain calculations instantaneously, right in the palm of your hand. The Model 600 uses computer logic, and it gives you up to 6-digit lighted display with on-off decimal point. Talk about useful. It's perfect for grocery shopping, figuring gas mileage, home bookkeeping, tax work, dozens of other tasks. But the best part is Ward's price, just $29.88, including 9-volt battery. The Model 600 is probably the best calculator you'll buy anywhere. Come see for yourself this weekend at Montgomery Ward.
We make shopping fun again at Montgomery Ward.
Benson residents, I'm Roger Benson, Jr.
Oh, hi, Roger. This is Ken Pruitt, the Munich man in Garland. Would you put your dad on, please?
He's working. Make it home. He's really going to get it. My mom found them.
Well, that's nice. Now, Roger, you tell Dad that Ken Pruitt, Buick, and Opel has just received another big shipment of brand-new Opels, so we're making unbelievable deals. What did your mother find?
His brand-new golf clubs and shoes. Oh. He even bought a big leather bag.
Well, now, you just tell Dad that the Opel is the very best of the economy cars and gets super gas mileage.
He said she couldn't afford a new dress. But he could buy all that golfing stuff.
Oh, I see. Ken Pruitt Buick.
Mom's going to clunk me on the head with a 5-iron when he comes through the door. Or is that a 4-iron?
I don't know. I simply don't know. Sell him Opel 4-iron. Ken Pruitt Country Club.
Ken Pruitt Buick Opel. 2221 South Garland in Garland. The Buick Man.
Faithful Indian companion Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver. Let's go, big fellow. I am Silver!
Jake Carson was tough and bitter. After the massacre of his wife and child by Indians, Jake had given up trying to make a living in the West and had turned outlaw. 3 years in prison had increased his bitterness. And he left there determined to take all he could from those who had been more fortunate than he. One day, Jake and a companion rode the trail from San Antonio, Texas, toward the Gulf Coast town of Corpus Christi.
We ought to reach Corpus Christi by sundown, Sam.
Now, listen, Jake. I agreed to come along with you when you said you had something worthwhile lined up. You haven't said what it is.
I met a Mexican bandit after I went to prison. A week ago, he sent word for me to meet him at the Seaman's Cafe in Corpus Christi. bring a friend I could trust. That's all I know, Sam. Except that Pedro's message did say that he was planning something that would put a fortune in our laps.
You haven't any idea what he has in mind?
Nothing. But I can tell you this much. Pedro isn't the type of hombre who gives out with a lot of big talk he can't back up. I took his side when some of the men ganged up on him in the prison yard once, and Pedro said he'd pay me back someday in a big way. I figure this is it.
I hope we get a lot of cash out of it. We sure can use it.
If I can believe Pedro, Sam, we'll wind up with plenty of cash. By tonight, we'll know just what Pedro has lined up for us.
Get up there.
Get up.
That night, Jake and Sam sat at a table in the Seaman's Cafe in Corpus Christi, waiting expectantly for Pedro to arrive. Finally...
Say, look, Sam. The hombre who just came in is Pedro. He's heading this way.
Buenas noches, amigo. It's good to see you again, Senor Jake.
Hello, Pedro. Meet my friend, Sam Parlin.
Howdy, Sam. Pedro.
Sit down, Pedro. We got a lot to talk about.
Si, senor. Gracias.
I got the letter you mailed from Nuevo Laredo, Mexico. What you doing down here in Corpus Christi?
Oh, we must keep our voices down, senor. We must not be overheard.
Oh, yeah, sure.
After I left prison, I learned that General Juarez was recruiting forces to drive out Maximilian. I went to Monterrey hoping to gain by the trouble. While there, I learned Maximilian had arranged for a shipment of gold to be sent from Corpus Christi. Enough gold to buy the loyalty of the Mexican troops and to stabilize his government. The sailing ship Matamoros sails regularly between Corpus Christi and Veracruz, carrying bales of cotton. On its next trip, the gold will be taken aboard at night and hidden in the hold.
How did you find out about it?
In Monterrey, I joined Juarez's forces. I was in charge of a scouting party that ambushed the emperor's courier who was riding toward the border. The message he carried verified the plans. I took it, telling the men it was of real importance. Then I deserted and came here. I resealed the message and delivered it to the banker here who was to carry through the plans.
That shipment will be well guarded. How do you figure the three of us can get it?
Yeah, how about that, Pedro?
Armed guards will put it aboard at night while the entire crew is on shore leave, and guards will take it from the ship at Veracruz. But there will be no guards aboard during the run to Mexico.
Even then, with only three of us...
Wait, amigo. I have planned well.
You're listening?
A friend of mine owns a fast boat. He uses it to bring in contraband. He will be in this port tonight. We will go aboard his boat and sail before the Matamoros leaves. Then we intercept it out on the Gulf and take the gold.
When does the Matamoros leave with the shipment?
It arrives tomorrow and leaves the following morning.
How are we going to get that ship to stop?
My friend's boat carries concealed cannon fore and aft. A few well-placed shots will be enough to bring the Matamoros to a stop, amigos. My friend's crew is composed of expert gunmen who will do as they are told.
Pedro, it looks like you have a good proposition. Count us in.
Bueno. Now, we shall have drinks to our success.
The following morning, the Lone Ranger and his Indian companion Tonto rode toward Corpus Christi.
Kimasabe, you not say why governor ask you go to Corpus Christi.
The government of Texas has arranged to send a large gold shipment to Maximilian by boat, Tonto. I assured the governor we'll do all we can to see that it gets through to Mexico safely.
How we do that?
I'll wear a disguise. Then we'll ship as passengers. The boat is the Matamoros.
And what we do with silver? Scout.
We'll take them aboard, too. Those cargo boats have facilities for carrying livestock. The governor gave me a letter of identification to present to the ship's captain. Well, we'll soon reach Corpus Christi. We'll stop in a grove near town and I change my appearance. Then I'll go see the captain. Come on, sir.
Get him up, Scout.
Tonto waited at the cafe while the Lone Ranger went to see the ship's captain. Later, he met the masked man in a grove at the edge of town.
Oh, Scout. Oh, fella. Easy, Scout. Easy, fella.
Well, Tonto, everything's arranged.
Kimasabe.
Yes?
Find me at cafe. We see outlaw fella named Carson.
Oh?
who get out of prison a few weeks ago. Him sit at table with other feller.
I wonder what Carson is doing down here. Of course, he's a free man now.
But while me there, Mexican feller come into cafe, and him go to table where Carson sit. Me hear a feller with Carson say something.
Ah, Pedro. I saw that ship you spoke about in Matamoros dock this morning.
Keep your voice down, Sam. Sit down, Pedro. We got plenty to talk about.
That all me hear, Kemosabe. After that, them talk in low voice.
Strange he should mention the Matamoros.
Not right.
Tonto, those men will bear watching. We'll ride into town and see if they're still at the cafe. Now let's go.
Easy, fella.
Come on, Silver.
Let's go.
The Lone Ranger, still in disguise, returned to town with Tonto. Jake, Pedro, and Sam were still in the cafe, and the masked man and Indian managed to watch them without attracting notice. When the three men left the cafe, the Lone Ranger and Tonto followed them outside.
They're walking toward the docks, Tonto. Wait here with the horses. I'll see where they go, then meet you later.
You wait.
Waited patiently until the Lone Ranger returned. Then, as the two men rode from town, the masked man told what he had found out.
Jake Carson and his two pals went aboard a strange boat docked a short distance from the Matamoros, Tonto. I recognized the Mexican as a bandit who was sent to prison about the same time as Carson.
You think them planned something?
Well, the fact that you heard them mention the Matamoros causes me to suspect them of knowing about the gold shipment.
And what you plan to do?
I plan to learn more about that boat and the men aboard it.
How you do that?
After dark, I'll try to get aboard without being seen.
But that's plenty risky.
You'll wait in the shadows on the dock until I join you. If I'm not back within an hour, go to the sheriff and ask him to bring his men aboard. I'll give you the governor's letter to show him. Those men are plotting to get that gold. It's up to us to stop them. Come on, Silver.
Get them up, come.
That night, the Lone Ranger and Tonto stopped their horses in the shadows near the wharf, where the strange vessel was docked.
Lights shining from cabin on ship show man standing near gangplank. How will you get aboard?
The moon hasn't come up yet. In the darkness, I'll go hand over hand up on the mooring lines. If all goes well, I'll see you within an hour. Adios.
Adios.
The Lone Ranger walked quietly onto the dock in the darkness. Locating a heavy rope running from the dock to the vessel, she started upward, hand over hand. Finally, he reached the ship and pulled himself over the rail. The Lone Ranger stood a few moments to get his bearings, then cautiously went toward the open portholes of the captain's cabin, through which light was shining. Hearing the sound of voices within, he crouched beneath one of the portholes, listening.
Matamoros sails in the morning with a gold shipment coming soon. My plan is for us to sail at midnight tonight and wait for it far out in the Gulf.
Well, that suits me. Most of the crew are ashore, but they have orders to be aboard by 11.
It's 10:30 now, Captain. What have you told your crew?
I promised them a bonus to help us take part of the cargo from the Matamoros. They don't know about the gold.
Good. Jake and Sam are expert gunmen. They will come in handy when we board the Matamoros. Are the cannon fore and aft ready for firing, Captain?
Yes, I inspected them a while ago.
As he listened, the Lone Ranger failed to hear a soft step behind him. Suddenly...
Wait, you! Look. If you have a gun at your back, you make a move, I'll plug you.
We'll continue our Lone Ranger adventure in just a moment.
Well, it looks as though all of us are going to be home all on Sundays from now on, doesn't it? Oh, I don't know about you, but I'm kind of looking forward to it. Relaxing, pottering around, just kind of unwinding from the week. In fact, the way Sundays used to be. Well, if about now some of you ladies are saying, that's great for the rest of the family, but it just means one more day of cooking to me. I'd like to remind you about Stouffer's frozen foods. Stouffer's makes all kinds of good things that are all fixed, just so you can take a day off from cooking now and then. And what better day than Sunday? Why, you could go through an entire Sunday with Stouffer's. Cream chip beef for brunch, and say maybe their baked breasts of chicken and corn souffle for dinner. So good. Stay at home Sundays. It's a good day for Stouffer's.
Everybody's going to Mangurian's Furniture Showcase.
Did you ever hear somebody on the radio tell you to go look at a newspaper ad? Well, that's just what I want you to do. Without fail, see the Mangurian's ad in Saturday's paper. It's got all the details about Mangurian's unbelievable coupon sale. Have you been wanting some furniture but not wanting to spend the money? Okay, now listen. In Saturday's newspaper, you'll find the biggest bunch of coupons you ever saw in one ad. Coupons worth $10 to $80 on the purchase of home furnishings at Mangurian's Furniture Showcase. All details are in the ad.
Come up to Mangurian's, the Furniture Showcase. Come up to
Mangurian's unbelievable Clip the Coupon Sale. Saturday only. Open 10 to 10. LBJ at Midway Road. Come to
To continue. Taken by surprise as he listened to the conversation inside the captain's cabin, the Lone Ranger quickly raised his hands.
Well, what now?
Just stand where you are. Captain! Captain, come quick!
What's the matter here?
I caught this hombre snooping under the open porthole. We cover him.
Take his gun, Sam.
Right. I have him.
Bring him into my cabin.
Si. Get going, senor. I was listening to you talking in here, Captain.
So?
That is not good, Captain.
I know. Go back to your post, Jenkins. You did well to capture this snooper.
Aye, aye, sir.
Well, Pedro, we better find out how much this hombre knows.
If he listened even for a short time, he must know of our plans.
I heard enough. There's something familiar about him.
Hey, I remember seeing him in the cafe today.
Who are you, senor?
What does it matter?
Why were you here snooping?
I found out what I came to learn.
We can't let him go, Pedro.
We don't intend to.
Let's drill him. Throw his body overboard.
No, Senor Sam. We wait until we are out in the Gulf. Then we dispose of him. For the time being, we tie him and lock him in the cabin.
Yeah, that's a good idea, Pedro. I'll send Jenkins to round up the crew right now. Then we'll sail before anyone comes looking for him. All right, tie him up.
Sam placed the Lone Ranger's guns on a table. Then he helped tie the masked man to a chair. After he was securely tied, the captain and the other three men left the cabin. The Lone Ranger, still in disguise, realized he had to free himself before the ship sailed, with him aboard as prisoner. For a short time, he struggled to loosen his bonds, but without success.
I must get loose somehow.
Used to thinking clearly in emergencies, the Lone Ranger carefully observed his surroundings. He saw a small side table on which there were several glasses and a decanter of wine. He slid his chair across the cabin until he was beside the small table. Then he knocked the table over. The decanter broke into several pieces. Then the Lone Ranger rocked the chair to which he was tied until it too overturned. Sliding across the floor, he managed to grasp a large piece of the broken glass in his fingers. Patiently, and in spite of the painful cuts he suffered on his wrists, he scraped the edge of the glass against the rope until it finally parted.
That did it. I can free my hands.
A short time later, he had loosened his bonds and was free once more.
Now for some action.
He quickly picked up his guns, then climbed through a window onto the deck. The Lone Ranger realized the crew had come aboard and were getting ready to cast off.
I'll have to act fast.
Running swiftly along the deck in the shadows, the Lone Ranger fired several shots into the air. Then took cover between several barrels placed on deck near the gangplank.
Keep away from that gangplank or you'll get shot.
Hurry! As the Lone Ranger hoped, the commotion on shipboard warned Tonto of trouble. The Indian immediately mounted and headed for the sheriff's office.
Easy, Scout. Easy, fella. Get him up. Oh.
The unexpected gunshots puzzled the gunman and the captain until the crewman who had surprised the Lone Ranger came to the pilot house.
Captain, the man you left tied up in your cabin has escaped.
He must be the one who's covering the gangplank to keep us from sailing.
One arm break can't hold out against all of us.
Let us take the crew, Captain. We form two groups and attack him from both sides. We have to work fast. The shooting will attract attention.
Come on, we'll gun him down, then leave the dock as quick as possible.
Come on.
Crouched behind the barrels, the Lone Ranger waited for the attack he knew would soon take place. So far, he had prevented anyone from pulling in the gangplank, but he realized he couldn't hold out long.
Oh, let's go!
They're attacking from both sides.
Some of the masked man's bullets found their marks, wounding a few of the crew. The others pushed closer until it seemed that he'd be overpowered by force of numbers. Began to fly from another direction.
Hey, men coming up the gangplank.
Tuttle, with the sheriff and his men, ran up the gangplank, firing as they came.
Put your guns in the name of law.
The sheriff's order had a strange effect on the ship's captain.
Hold your fire, men.
Hey, what's your idea, Captain?
Cut them, but why do we not fight them?
You fools, they have nothing on us. I'll tell the sheriff we found a stowaway aboard who was trying to wreck the ship.
My men have you all covered. Drop your guns.
Who is the sheriff says, men? Sheriff, I suppose the commotion aboard my ship brought you here. There's a stowaway aboard. When he was found, he started firing at my men. You can take him ashore with you.
Sheriff, these men planned to waylay the Matamoros out on the Gulf to steal a certain valuable cargo.
He's lying.
Of course he is.
Now, wait. Sheriff, there are cannons concealed fore and aft on this ship.
I'll check on that. It's against maritime law for a cargo ship to carry guns.
Now, some of you men investigate. Search the entire ship while you're about.
Sure thing, sir. Meanwhile, the rest of us will keep these men covered.
Within a short time, the searching party returned, and the deputy made a report.
Sheriff, we found the cannon. What's more, we found some contraband in the hold.
That settles it. We're arresting a whole lot of you.
Pedro, you got us into this with your talk of stealing that gold shipment. Why, Thunder, they're not taking me to jail.
Hey, stop him! Jumped overboard!
I'll get him.
Now get away from me!
You're not getting away! Now come here, you!
For a few moments, the two men fought in the water. Then, gasping for breath, Jake Carson finally gave up.
No, I give up! I can't keep afloat!
Throw down a rope ladder!
The ladder was lowered, and a short time later, Jake and the Lone Ranger were again on board the ship. The crooks and the crew were tied. Then the sheriff spoke.
Mister, we'll charge these men with running contraband and carrying concealed cannons aboard ship, contrary to maritime law. I reckon we can't prove they intended to waylay the Matamoros, but I reckon that valuable shipment will get through without trouble.
I hope so, Sheriff. I'm sure you and your men can handle these crooks and get them to jail. See, Todd and I sail on the Matamoros in the morning, so we leave now and go aboard. Adios.
So long, mister. And thanks to you, their plan was nipped in the bud.
Now, let's go, Toto.
That hombre. He's clever and tough. Never have I met one like him before.
He's clever, all right. And he can be plenty tough with crooks like you.
I will remember his face in case we meet again.
Won't do you any good. His real features are disguised. He usually wears a mask. But figured a disguise was better this time.
Wait a minute. I thought his voice was familiar. Now that you say he usually wears a mask, I know he's the hombre who sent me to jail 3 years ago. He's the Lone Ranger.
I'll still hey!
On KRLD, you're reliving the exciting days of early radio. Tonight's broadcast of The Lone Ranger will continue following this brief pause. At 10:07 tonight, the KRLD Mystery Theater brings you another adventure in terror. Larry Haynes stars as a Vietnam veteran who is haunted by the specter of a dead war buddy. This scene comes from the battlefield.
Halt! Give a password.
It's me, Jerry. It's me. Don't shoot. Paul. Yes, Jerry, it's Paul. Paul.
Paul, you're dead. How can you...
Yes, Jerry. I'm dead. But I shouldn't be. I took your bullet.
Hear the story of a man hunted by a dead wartime buddy in the suspense play, The Bullet, tonight at 10:07. Copyrighted feature of The Lone Ranger Incorporated is produced by Trendle Campbell Muir Incorporated. A part of The Lone Ranger is played by Brace Beamer. Your announcer, Fred Foy. Listen to The Lone Ranger, brought to you by special recording at this same time.
And that's tonight's KRLD presentation of The Lone Ranger. Be listening 1 week from tonight at the same time as once again we return to the exciting days of yesteryear when The Lone Ranger rides again. And KRLD invites you to be with us next Tuesday evening for the next thrilling adventure of Lamont Cranston as The Shadow. That's next Tuesday night at the same time on KRLD.